Beginning current up, Mesechta Vamitzei Daf Ayin Ches, beginning middle, beginning test, not the beginning of the Gemara, Gurn Jabasa Chavir Liyada. We're talking about, yeah, you could do 40-50, you could charge him. If you had one of his bundles, like Rashi says, he has his tools, so you can use that. So Tosfos from Tumim, we can see him, Kim Pshita, and obvious, that's exactly what a security is for. There are some tests that you can say, no, that means you would have thought, say, Asmachta, it's just like, you know, an exaggerated guarantee, but like, honey, you would not acquire. That's the Chiddush that you could, or Inami, another person you could say is, the Poyel in Nostanlai, the worker, didn't give it to him, El Lisker, Bishavia, to like, they'll have to rent for the value. Blaim Nakol, but not from everything. Or the gear says Bishava. But here that he's taking way more, that was never expected, and that's the chiddush that, yeah, he could take whatever he needs if that's what he has to be compensated for. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara. Zu Yud Mil Mechulu, even if they're both Yud Mil, which says the truth is Vod and Sinning is Achilla Zu Shalach Ba, even if the one to the end they were going the wrong way, it was Kitsari Yais, was even shorter. Because ultimately, we're in the wrong place, and the cause that they get harmed. Just the Gemara wasn't concerned about being lengthy about it. The truth is, it would have been even if it was lesser than that amount. So we get heated up in the mountain. So then, it's usually cooler than the valley we're supposed to go. Then it's gonna be pater. He says some things. They say, wait a second, why? According to the opinion mentioned, when if the beginning was negligence, even though the end ended up being beyond your control, something the other extreme, that you shouldn't be responsible, you can be chayev. So my potter, why over here is he potter? The beginning was a negligence regarding slipping, the mountain's worse. So although it ended up being an einus because we're kind of heating up, if anything, it's more of an einus on the mountain, but that's chalasim b'shia v'sev b'einus, and you should be chayev. Says no. The liability is El Ba'inus, is only in the type of Ainus Shesh Litlis that you can suspend and say Shem Lahoy Mishana, that if the guy had not deviated, F Shesh Lahoy Ba Ainus, maybe the Ainus would not have come. Kahid that Sri for the Urbane, like we find in the classic case of the huts of the trappers. The Ainus Ba Machmas of Shia, that although it ends up being an Ainus, but Ainus came because of the Bashir, because of negligence. Because if the person would have hidden the money beneath the ground, condition like Shmuel requires, it wouldn't have been stolen. So even though we're going to Geneva, it's actually considered as Einus, but ultimately it still came because of Bashia. But over here, when it gets heat overheated when it's on the mountain, Kolshkin, all the more so demolition, if the guy had not deviated, it would have gone in the valley, for sure that Bachma would have heated up. And therefore, what ended up happening was nothing to do with, quote unquote, his Bashia. And Achim and Rava Bahamafkin, this is what Rava says in that Lamad Bavim Beis, Gabi Pashaba, Biotzat La'agim. If it was negligent regarding the animal, it went out into a swamp. The Afilman, the Machayib, even the one who holds it usually Chayib, Hachapata, he would be exempt. Why? Because the Malachamabas, when it comes to the angel of death, Malihacha, Malihacha, what's the difference here or there? There's nothing to do with his actions, and that's the simplest Svaras of Taysh over here. And this is what you're going to say, Shiva Apoilim, the end of Paragraph Apoilim, later on, the Tzadikim Lama Beis. Gabi Nich Edrei. A shepherd left his flock of Bolair and he came back to town. And while he was away, Barivadars, a lion came in, pounced and attacked the flock. Halacha's Patri is exempt. Now, Mukila Rabba explains to Alba Idna, where the guy had entered into town, at a time to Loi Aili Inchi, where people don't usually come in. Baruch Abaye Abaye asks, wait a second, Chalas Vibshia, this is considered the beginning was negligence, because regarding Lin Ganovi, regarding at least thieves, if you're not around, they could be stolen. So although the Soif Ba'inusu, although it ends up being an Ainus, Linin Ari, regarding a line, but you should be chayef for the class of Bashiva Soif Ba'inus. It says Taisus, now Bahasim over there, I feel like Pasha, who, even if the guy had not been negligent, and he had not come to town, still the Ainus of the line would have happened. So then the question is, so my approach, what's the Gemara asking? Didn't we just say that the class of Bashiva Soif Ba'inus is only because it happened because of the Bashiya on some level? So it says, what you say is, no, the Shema, maybe, maybe if he was there, maybe he would have taken those sheep to a different pasture, couldn't be SRE before the line would have came. Because that's actually the way shepherds usually do. Half the day in their one field, and the other half of the day in another field. So, although he couldn't have saved from the line, but they might not have been there had he been there, because maybe he would have taken the sheep to another field. Or maybe if the line would have been the Hayyari Love Isham, maybe the lion would have been afraid. Maybe if he would have been there, Hariha, you're a Levisham, because they would see like you have a scarecrow, scares her out away. So to by human being just being there. Or maybe Hayimikayim Bay, he would fulfill what the Pasuk says, Gamasari Besadoi Vika Avdecha. Like the Pasuk says in the Shmuel Aleph, David Melch says that he could kill a lion. And maybe he would have got that bravery at that moment. And so says Balavachitzakh. Anyways, you have to explain the simple understanding over there. The Kamar, the Gemara says, in him we don't say, Iloh Yisham, that had he been there, Hayimatzel, and that he would have saved. So therefore he's Pato. Ella, rather, either gives us Imrim or Imdin. We evaluate that Im Hayyach Lahatzel, Chayev, if he could have saved, he's liable, Dimla, Pato, not his exempt. And therefore, the Epshel Lefarsh, Binyachi can't explain this in any other way, obviously, is that because we're saying that he might have been able to do something had he been there. So this is Rav Alfa's Pirish Hasim. The Rav actually explains over there, Dabai Litame. Actually, Abai goes according to his reasoning. And that will help us explain the Gemara over there, because the Umpeka Mavka, he said previously in that Lamed Vavim obeys, that Laim Abai Bechulu, Lafil Mandam Apat, even according to the one that says that Tchaz B'Shib said when his partner, Achachayev, here, he would agree that you can be Chayev. Why? The Havla the Agma Kotla is because it's the ear of the swamp that kills him. Now, so this is Mashma Salzi, the Mandam Achayev, that's according to Mandam Potter, and even says Abai, even that Mandam would hold, in this case, you can be Chayev, because it was a consequence of his action. But it sounds like on Mandam Achayev, oh, I'll say Shapi B'Lav Haytaima, it would sound like that, yeah, you'd have even out that reasoning. Even though Ains would have no situations. So therefore, oh yeah, according to the Rif, Abaya holds, so the question doesn't start, because you're asking me from a Gemara regarding Abaya, that says the Rif, Abaya holds, yeah, you're chayiv, chas b'shev, zayvayimus, even if it was not an outcome of the Pshia. But so it says, you can reject the proof of the Rif, because according to one who holds that chas b'shev, zayvayimus, chayiv, namis samachayi taima, also relies on this reasoning, the Ka'amar, b'sayiv, the Havla the Agma Katla, because it is the airspace of this one that killed him. Because then, like, if you don't say that, then Tikshli Mislin Da'acha, you would have to ask from our mission over here, the comment that says, Hochum Bahar Potter, that if it got heat up in the mountain, it's going to be Potter. Well, obviously, because it wasn't a cause of what he had done. Now, me, however, Lamash Nefarish L'Besayf, this that we explain at the end of Div Maschel Reb Yesi, Da'acha Le'Choshev T'Chlas V'Pshia, that here it's not even considered T'Chlas V'Pshia. So that's the Shabbos. So again, that makes sense why there wouldn't be a chiyuv, because there's no tzchlas of Mashiach in the first place. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara. Im hochma machmas hanala chayiv. If it got heated up because of its journey to the top of the mountain, then it's going to be chayiv. So it says, but Tais asks a second look. It says, if you're going to say, wait a second, veichad dinon, how do we know Beresha and the Resha? We learned Hochma Bahar Potter, if it got heat up on the mountain of Potter. How do you know the Shalim Achmas Amalo Hochma that it didn't get heat from climbing up to the mountain? And that for that, you should be Chai. Hashem says, we can say is the Re'inu, we saw Shalim Hochma Baliyasa. We saw it didn't get heat up when it was climbing up. It went up without any effort. The whole Chacha can happen, and it even continued going a lot after that. And it wasn't sweating. And only later on did it start getting up. And therefore, then you know it wasn't because of God climbing up, and there was going to be pot. Next, it says not the beginning of the Gemara. We're talking about where it died because of the ear. Pirush, in other words, says Tesis, he qualifies. She do a sha'isa yoim that was known that day, hayav meshuna, that it was a abnormal type of ear quality. Baharim yisim evivika, that was, you know, where he ended up taking it to the wrong place, was worse in the mountains more than the valley, ayevchor, or the other way around. Was Mishalik or Mimater, either from the snow or from the rain. And therefore, its beginning and its end was with negligence. That's why we explained it, that he intended to take it to the mountain, take it to the valley, which takes by the way question. He says, why can't you just say very simply that he took it to a different mountain? Why does it have to be the contrast of mountains and valleys? It's not normal to have a real change of air quality. Only from mountains to valleys. But from one mountain to another mountain, and from one valley to another one, it's not the norm for the air space to the air quality to change. And that was the primary criterion. And if we pick the change of mountains and valleys. It says Mata begins Gemara. Mishkunin Amay says Shemesimachmas Uftzina. It died because of being worn out from what it carried. As Tais explains, the Segeya Machmas Malacha that it got worn out because of the work that it did. Now, the Avagav, the Mishmachmas Malacha. Tais, by the way, question. We know that that when someone has someone else's animal, if it dies because of the work that it does, you're going to be potter. So that says Taisis. Mikamakam, however, Kivin Shashina, since he changed, Chayiv is made liable. Shemhoyalich Bahar, because if he was supposed to take it into the mountain, Efshir, it's possible, Shemhoyim Alich Hasham, if he had it taken it over there, Lois Mishakesmach Mazaber, maybe would not have gotten worn out over there because of its airspace. Baruch Shasholcham, and the wind that dominates over there, meaning, and they wouldn't have gotten because, you know, it has more wind over there. So maybe it would have been better. Let's say it the other way around. Let's say it should have taken it to a valley. It wouldn't have gotten worn out over there. It's not so wearisome to go downhill as it is, you know, the going up a mountain. And they're beginning to be chayiv. Even according to one that holds that generally if you start off a b'shi and with an ayin, it's going to be potter. However, over here, we don't consider it as necessarily safe for ayin. Ach, however, Al Rab of the Amar, but according to Rab's answer, that he says, Kikan Shakisha Nachash, that we're talking about where a snake bit it. So, Kashlu Rivam. And this is difficult to the Rivam. Because, Amay Nakad Lidide, Harabika, according to him, what does that have to do with changing from a mountain to a valley? Tachanam, have a Matzlamikin, Bika Bika. As we said in the previous place, he could have just said, from one valley to another one. Imidush Nimtsu Nachashim, Hayyim Bibika Shashino Lelichavsham, where, if let's say you know that there were snakes today, in the valley where you change to, the leishayachai kilkel leshtans mahal bika tfei mebika lebika, and that has nothing to do with the change of a mountain to a valley more than one guy to another valley. So that by Marie he says the rabbi letame. Rabbi goes according to his reasoning. This that he holds close to b'shiv b'seiv b'ayin eschayev. That if you start with negligence, end up with an ayin eschayev mechayev. Can the mashma b'seiv perik hasech hazepoilim later on the tzadikim on beis. And the way we know this that he holds this when the perik le abaya. The fact that Abaye asked him, "Am I potter? Why a potter?" So obviously, that because generally Rabbah holds that you're chayav on such a case, and that's why Abaye is asking him. Oh, the hashta of the shaper now it makes sense. The lochi nokat harabika. That's why he picked a mountain in the valley. From the hashta of tchlas b'shia, because now it's considered the beginning of negligence in hochma v'hochuka regarding getting overheated or slipping, which they're different, the mountains and the valleys. A machine mabikl bika, but had you changed from one valley to another one, how you potter, then it would be exempt to like at the class of Shia, because now you don't have a beginning of a negligence, because valleys are the same, one with the other. Now, Berish HaKoynes, the beginning of HaKoynes, and B'mekam and Amnon Bum Amar Alf, the Paruch, a Rabba, you might ask on Rabba, the Amad that he says, Abuhu Shachasram, that if it dug its way out, so Hanichel Mandama, this is good according to one that says, Chalas B'Shia 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 potter, that, okay. Even if it was negligent, it was going to seek me potter. Manda am chayv, but going to one that said that generally chayv. Michael, then what are you going to say? So the truth is, have a Muslim mifrach, the rabbi ad the rabbi, that the Gemara there could have asked a contradiction of Rabbi himself, because the islei hacha chayv, because here we're saying that he holds chayv. Says Tosis igars b'tavai rabbi. If the gersa by both of them is rabbi, so then the Gemara could have just asked a contradiction of Rabbi himself from these three different teachings. Now, since it's Vahashta now, call Elo Amiram, Shabban the Tarets, all these Amiram, they're coming to give an answer. Save from Kardrava, they all the whole like Rav, the Dhamma that he says elsewhere, this idea of Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, Mali Hacha, Bahulu, what's the difference here or there, that shouldn't be a liability of you. The reason why it has to be like Rav, because the Labaik, when the Bayer Dhamma that he says, Havlag Makatla, no, it's not true, not necessarily the same angel of death, because you could have the airspace of the swamp that could kill. So Atzushat Masnin B'Lav Anishanuik, then our Mishnah would make sense without all these answers. And B'Chayiv, and you'd be liable for the Mesa Gadark, even if it died in a normal way. The Amar Hahu Avira Shalicha Shem Kotli, you could say the airspace where you took it to is what killed it. Apishen Yiduashi Oise Abarak, while Yisim Abar Acher, even though you don't even know necessarily that one ear would be worse than the other one. Because the Lav Davka Nokar Havla the Agma, where Nabai says, his far as Lav Davka, not specifically that, oh, the airspace of the swamp is what killed the animal. Because who are then called Shinui Aver, something is any change of ear. Because Mukha Bishmai in the Hassan, like it's obvious from the Gemara and the Sugi over there. Now, Bahadnaka Besefa, this is that the Sefa says, Hochelka Bahar, Bahochma Bebeka Chayim. that have led to the animal slipped on the mountain or got overheated in the valley, can be chayav. Truth is, chodin mesa gedarka. Really, the same thing would be if it died in its normal way, because keeping up the chalasa of shiz in the beginning is a negligence. So why do we say it? El mishum the patur dahar. Since regarding the exemption of the mountain, tani huchma, we said get overheating because a mountain is less overheating, so that would be a reason why you're patur. So ashmi ina, so then we let you know, avagav, tachimim hav bahar, time of tour, that even though overheating in the mountain is a reason why you're patur, but pikol imifta bahachi, in the valley you're not exempt because of that. El avdav, to the contrary, have a time of lechiyuva, there it's a reason for being liable. This is as if we can say, but v'shemin l'mereisha, but we know from the reisha, that even if it dies in the normal way, because, like we said, beginning is negligence regarding slipping in the mountain or overheating in the valley. So, sure, if it dies through slipping on the mountain or getting overheated in the valley, you're going to be chayiv. What's the chiddush of this? So, what you can say is, had we not said in the seifa, lo yavidinan, we would not have known amai chashav la bereisha. We wouldn't know what exactly does it mean from the reisha that's klasa b'pshia l'chayvay to hold that you're liable afilu b'mezik adarka, that even when it dies in the normal way. So starts with hearing it say now l'rabba chol mudam d'hacha. According to Rav and older Amram over here, the part of b'mezik adarka that they say you're part when it dies in the normal way. So my turn to say, but why is this say b'sei hochman b'harav hocholak b'bika? That we got overheated in the mountain or got it slipped on the valley as getting them in base. That the halacha is the part that you can be exempt because anything those are lesser vulnerabilities. But you should have said more that mesikadarka the potter that even if it died in the normal way can be potter. The loy name that you don't say avir dahu aser katla that the airspace of that place killed it. I mean kolshikan hochem b'havachu b'beka. Then for sure about overheating in the mountain and slipping on the valley. Devada ilu loyshina because for sure have they not switched. It's amazing been there that for sure would have died. So you could have said a bigger chiddush. Hashem does, but you can say, yes, no, the mishum de bechiyuba dahar. Tani hochlika, since when you want to say the liability of the mountain, we mentioned slipping. So the inverse, by regarding the exemption of bika, you're right, we could have said a bigger chiddush. We just said the same cases that that's where you're exempt by the valley. Also, additionally, what it seems is that the tur de chimum bahar, the hochlika bebika, about getting overheated in the mountain and slipping on the valley, where those are the kids that you putter, actually have revusa tfeim mesigadarka. They're actually bigger chedushin, not like the question. Actually, bigger chedushin than when it dies normal way. Why? Because the adam yochalizar bahani tfei yisim mesigadarka. Because actually, that's where you actually could have been more careful. Those are things that you, it's a certain amount of, like, you could prevent it. Whereas when it just dies in normal way. And if avon lemei mersha pasha, therefore we should have said that he was negligent, but master shein of this study changed locations. Why? What's the negligence? Shem ho yimalicha bahar. Because had he actually taken the animal to a mountain, he medaktik yafa. He actually would have been more careful. But Shem yafa, he would have protected it more. Shleit tachl bahar, because people are very scared. It's scary on the mountain. He would have made sure that it shouldn't slip. And also the other way around, shleit tischam bebiki, he would have been very careful that it shouldn't get overheated in the valley. And in contrast, where he ended up taking you, you're right, where there's less susceptibility, but to the contrary, that actually causes more of a negligence. Avamash shina gairim. But this steady change is going to slightly dictate. It's actually what caused them not to be careful. But since there's a miu daichiku, this all that we said is pushing it. Sheachal kabaya that comes out of bayis disagreeing on kol amiram on all the different amiram, like we say in the same like Rav and the Nali kabaya. So the kach near actually it seems as though the lechash of hachab shia. It's actually not considered negligence. But mashashina this that was changed. The yachal izar or the daktig yafa that you could be careful. Shaloi. Tachlik Bahar, that it shouldn't slip in the mountain, and that it shouldn't get overheated in the valley. And therefore, it's not considered that's not a negligence. And Abai, you're right, I would agree that he's exempt from dying in a normal way. Because it's not considered as a beginning of negligence. And Rabbi that answers that a snake bit it. So, what you have to say, sometimes you're right, it would be because of the change of mountains versus valleys, or valleys versus mountains, because one has snakes more common than the other one. Because this is really the question that started us off, or for how, what's what why are we saying that's the variable? Yeah, look and look at Harabika, that's why we picked contrast of mountains and valleys. It works out good according to Rabbah. I feel it's close to Shiva. And Tais had referenced this before. He said that what we come out, that it comes out that this whole thing was not even that close to Shiva. This is what he's saying over here, that yeah, even if Tchlesim B'Shiv is able to it's Pater, that's what we're saying, that here, it's not because of, like we're saying, Tchlesim B'Shia, it's just simply because of, it's actually, it's total B'Shia throughout, because you change to a location where snakes are more common.